So our final talk for the session will be a global analysis of expectation maximization for mixture of two Gaussians. This is joint work by Ji Xu, Daniel Su, Adrian Meleki, and Ji Xu will be giving the talk.
Thanks for the introduction. So the title of my talk today is Global Analysis of Expectation Maximization for a Mixture of Two Gaussians. As you can see, it's about expectation maximization and the Gaussian mixture model. So first, let me give a brief introduction to the expectation maximization algorithm, EM. EM is an intuitive algorithm designed to approximate the maximum likelihood estimator, MLE, for hidden variable models. An example of hidden variable models is the Gaussian mixture model, so GMM. In this model, each data point is drawn from one of the k Gaussian distributions, but we do not observe which distributions the data point is drawn from, so like this. Often, for these hidden variable models, computing the MLE is intractable. So we use EM as a method to find local maximizer for the log likelihood function. And indeed, EM has many redeeming qualities. First, EM has very simple update rules in many cases, including GMM. And second, the log likelihoods of iterates is a non-decreasing sequence. And finally, EM has good empirical performance with proper initialization. And therefore, it is widely used and very popular in practice. However, none of these properties shed light on two important questions. First, do the iterates of EM converge? And if so, do they converge to the MLE? Unfortunately, our knowledge about these two important questions is quite limited. Let's take a look at some previous results. First, for general hidden variable model, Wu proved that EM will find the MLE if the log likelihood function is unimodal. However, in many cases, the likelihood function is often not known to be unimodal. For specific case of mixture of k Gaussians, Dasgupta and Schumann proved that EM will find the MLE when the data are drawn from a mixture of well-separated Gaussians, and also EM is initialized in a special way. But does EM work for a mixture of overlapping Gaussians? And also, is special initialization always needed? Well, a partial answer is given for the simplest case, a mixture of two Gaussians when the mixture components are symmetric around origin with equal weights and equal covariance matrices. And also, the covariance matrices is known. For this model, we refer as model one. Balakrishnan and his colleagues proved that EM will converge to the true mean parameter under two conditions. First, large enough separation. And second, good initialization, which needs to be close to the true parameter. Later, Krusowski and Brinda improved the results and only need separation condition. So in our work, we generalize the results in two important ways. First, we gave a full analysis that does not require any separation condition. And second, we consider a more general model, where the two mixture components need not to be symmetric around the origin, and therefore there are two mean parameters, mu1 star and mu2 stars, needed to be estimated by EM. And also, we refer this as model 2, and we do not require any separation condition for this model as well. So our contributions is the following. For both model 1 and model 2, we analyzed the dynamics of EM, fully characterized all stationary points, and proved that estimates converge to the true value of the parameter for any separation and almost any initialization. There is a concurrent and independent work from Daskalakis and his colleagues, which proved similar results for model 1, but not for model 2. So in the remainder of my talk, I will first describe the EM updates and the proof strategy, And then I will describe the dynamics of an algorithm we call population EM. And finally, I will show you the convergence results. So for the first part, EM updates and proof strategy, without loss of generality, we can assume that the covariance matrix is the identity matrix. And therefore, the EM update rule for model 1 is the following, where the theta hats are our estimates. As you can see, it is a weighted average of the sample data points. And the wave function is the hyperbolic tangent. This is difficult to analyze because not only the wave function is difficult, but also after the first iteration, all the estimates will be a function of the entire data set, and therefore are correlated with the data points themselves. So instead of taking the empirical average of the data points, if we take expectation with respect to the data generating distribution for each iteration and from the very beginning, like this, then the whole estimate sequence becomes deterministic, and therefore it's easier to analyze. So we call the second algorithm, or the new algorithm, as population EM, and the old EM algorithm as sample-based EM. These two important concepts can be formalized, described as the following. The population EM is idealized execution of EM on infinitely large RID sample. And sample-based EM is the original execution of EM on finite sample size. And please note the notation we will use later in our results. So no hat version indicates values for population EM, and the hat version indicates values for sample-based EM. So population EM not only serves as a tool to help you prove results for sample-based EM, but also provides some intuition about the performance of EM in general when you have already large enough sample size. For the second reason, I will describe it more later in the dynamics section. But for the first reason, how we use results in population version to prove results in sample-based version. Actually, this technique is widely used in asymptotic analysis. And it also appears in the work by Balakrishnan and his colleagues that I just mentioned before. And the strategy can be summarized as following. First, we find the stationary points and prove geometric convergence for population EM. And then we prove concentration bound for each iteration for finite sample. And finally, combining all these steps carefully, we can prove convergence for sample-based EM. Next, I would like to introduce a reparametrization for model 2. So instead of using mu1t and mu2t, I'd like to use theta t and the delta t, where theta t measures half of the separation between the estimates, and delta t measures the difference between the average of the estimates and the average of the true mean parameters. We also define theta star measures half the separation between the true mean parameters. So it is easy to see that in old notation, mu1t converges to mu1 star, mu2t converges to mu2 star, which is the correct answer, is equivalent to prove delta t converges to 0 and theta t converges to theta star. And finally, we define an angle beta t, which is between theta t and the theta star. Now, as you may have noticed, we use the same notation here, theta t and the theta star, in both model 1 and model 2, because they measure the same quantities, the separations. And actually, model 1 is a special case of a model 2, when we know the exact value of the average of the true mean parameters, and we can directly initialize delta 0 as 0. So just like in this picture. Then I can talk about the dynamics of population EM. To provide you some intuition, let's focus on the simplest case, model 1 in one dimension. And here is the iterative functions, which we call it f. And it is represented as a black curve in this figure. It is convex in the negative part, and concave in the positive part. The origin line is the identity line, or the diagonal line. So there are three intersections, which are minus theta star, 0, and the theta star. And they are the stationary points. So how does the algorithm converge? Suppose we initialize theta 0 at the negative part. Then for the first iteration, we'll find theta 1 on the black curve by going downwards. And here it is. And then for the next iteration, we will start theta 1 at here. Again, for the second iteration, we will find theta 2 on the black curve by going downwards and at here, and so on and so forth. So in the end, the sequence of the estimates will zigzag to one of the stationary point, which is minus theta star. So this is just a demonstration about the simplest case. For multivariant case and model 2, the dynamics population will provide you some intuition about how EM will perform in, when you have finite sample size and large enough sample size. And first property about the dynamics of population EM is it can be reduced to two-dimensional subspace. Or in other words, all EM estimates will live in the span of the initialization theta 0 and the true value theta star, which has at most dimension 2. To see why this happens, or why this is true, let's take an example in three dimensions. So these two blue balls indicating the two mixture components, and the two black vectors indicating theta star and theta 0. So since both the distribution and the wave function are symmetric in the third direction, so the weighted mean will cancel out in the third direction, and in the end, we'll have a problem of this two-dimensional subspace. So the next property of the dynamics of population EM is the angle beta t between theta t and theta star. If we initialize beta 0 at 90 degrees, or in other words, theta 0 is orthogonal to theta star, then it will remain at 90 degrees. Otherwise, the beta t will converge, decreases to 0. So in other words, or it also implies that after enough iterations, we are basically solving a one-dimensional problem. To illustrate this property, I have these following figures. Suppose we initialize theta 0 and theta 0 are here. Then after the first iteration, we'll end up here, follow the red arrows, and then here, and then here. And after enough iterations, we'll end up here. So as you can see, the angle is decreasing, and delta t converges to 0, and theta t converges to theta star. So 0 theta star is one of the stationary points. But how many other stationary points are there? In fact, for both model 1 and model 2, there are only three stationary points. I just listed the three stationary points for model 2 here. There are two correct answers, mu 1 star, mu 2 star, or mu 2 star, mu 1 stars. There's a third stationary point, which is the mean of the whole distribution. And that's because EM will mistake two mixture components as one single Gaussian. But this only happens when your initialization theta 0 is orthogonal to theta star. Or in other words, it's in a hyperplane. So at last, I will talk about the convergence results. If the initialization theta 0 and theta has 0 are not orthogonal to theta star, then we will have population EM, delta t converging to 0, theta t converging to plus or minus theta star geometrically. And the convergence rate only depends on the true mean parameter theta star and the initialization. And for sample-based EM, we have mu 1 hat t converges to mu 1 star, mu 2 hat t converges to mu 2 star in probability, or the other way around. So basically saying EM will find the correct answers. So in conclusion, our result is first global analysis that shows EM is statistically consistent for mixtures of two Gaussians. Although this model is quite simple, but we believe it sheds some light on the behavior of EM in general and why it works in practice. For more details information, you can stop by at the poster 183 later tonight. And here's some future work. The first direction will be looking at unequal mixing weights, which is a work in progress. And the second direction will be focusing on more mixture components. And there is some reason we believe that we may require some additional conditions to make EM works in this case. And the third direction will be looking for high dimension setting when the dimension D will also grow with N. So thank you. That's all my talk. Any questions?
Mm. So if you center the data, then model 2 reduces to model 1, or?
If you know the exact value of the average of the true mean parameter, then it will go back to model 1.
No, I could just center the data. I could just compute the sample mean and just subtract each sample from the sample mean.
Oh, well, it will depend on how you run EM, because the iterate update rule for model 1 and model 2 are different. Because if you derive by yourself, model 2 you have two sequences need to update. But in model 1, model 2 you have two sequences to update. In model 1, you have only one sequence to update.
I was just suggesting that if you center the data, then model 2 reduces to model 1 in the sense that now...
Not exactly. First of all, if you have finite sample size, then it is not the exact value here. So actually, we thought about it in this case, but it's not exactly a model 1 case. Because it's not exact value. It will have some bias for even you use the average of the whole data set. Thank you.
OK. Any other question?
Why wasn't you looking at the variance in the future work? That seems like a big issue that you're not considering the variance.
We actually think about considering the variance, but here's the issue: if we consider the variance are not exactly equal to each other for both of the mixtures components, then it exactly not an MLE problem anymore, because MLE doesn't exist if you have different variances to need to estimate it. And EM is an algorithm to approximate MLE, so although you can still run EM, but it doesn't sound really make sense if you're just analyzing in this case.
Because of the singularities and the likelihood or something else?
Because if you compute MLE if you have different variance, then basically you will have a point mass estimate. So you will have the estimate will have, MLE will be one of the data points.
I guess you could look at the map or variational Bayes to solve that, though.
You're saying using variational inference, or?
Yeah, you look at the same problem through a variational lens, take out the low variance solutions.
That would be also interesting. Yeah.
I was wondering whether there is any chance to turn this consistency result into a finite sample rate or so.
Can you repeat that question?
So this just tells me that EM is consistent, but can you actually quantify how quickly it will converge?
Oh, okay. For population EM, it converges geometrically, and in sample. A sample-based EM, it will also converge geometrically, but the convergence rate will depend on how you initialize actually, and also how large the separation is. So if you initialize not really good, then the convergence rate is really really slow.
So this is something that is already in your paper, was already known, or is for future work?
It is already in the paper.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Any final question? No? All right. Well, then thanks all the speakers event.